This is About Town. I'm your host, Blakely Freed. It's Wednesday, September 13th, and we have a full September issue on stands around town ready for you. September is our women's issue, wherein we celebrate trailblazing Tulsans. And what better way to celebrate than with a powerful cover featuring six women who you might not know of, but we sure do around here. Those of us in media are very grateful for the public relations professionals in Tulsa who do their jobs so seamlessly and make our jobs much easier. But more than that, they are essentially the connecting glue between businesses, individuals, and organizations who have news to share and the storytellers who are publishing that news in magazines and newspapers and online. Power Players, Meet the Women Shaping Tulsa's Public Relations Landscape, is a story by Grace Wood with photos by Michelle Pollard. But before I dive further into other features, I want to remind everybody that our Gathering Place photo contest, wherein we partnered with Gathering Place, and we got all these entries, Gathering Place helped us sort through them and find standout photos. Our categories were sports, nature slash gardens, events, playgrounds, and architecture. Congratulations to all the winners and finalists. Beyond the photo contest and our cover story, we have some other great features packed into that well. Our Legends feature this month, which we do every other month, is Joanne Guilford. And she was an education trailblazer who was the first Black teacher to desegregate Tulsa public schools. She was hired at Burroughs Elementary in 1961. Many of us in the office were just so educated by her story itself and by some of the things that she revealed in that interview. In addition to being the first Black teacher hired at Tulsa Public Schools, she also fought to end student corporal punishment. She even spoke with the governor about it. Additionally, something that I learned as a white Tulsan was that Black Tulsans did not or could not cross Cincinnati Avenue. And Joanne Guilford didn't go on Cincinnati Avenue until she moved back to teach here in 1961. She says that was the line that divided the city into the Black and the white areas. We have other bits of history packed into this issue as well, including a feature on the League of Women Voters, which is celebrating its centennial this year. The League of Women Voters produces educational materials to inform voters every election cycle. They also conduct polls and research that can help inform their studies. In addition to those long-form stories, we have some great shorter content rounding out the issue, including information on upcoming events this weekend and for the rest of September. Tulsa People's 17th Annual Restaurant Week kicked off last week and runs through September 17th. We have 17 restaurants participating this time around, and proceeds go to help the Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma. You can learn more about Restaurant Week and find menus at tulsapeople.com/restaurantweek. And as we say goodbye to Restaurant Week, we will be saying hello to the OK Birth of Legends Hip Hop Festival. That is from 2 to 6 on September 17th at Guthrie Green. This weekend, at the Greenwood Cultural Center, there's the Taste of Nigeria Festival that celebrates Nigeria's independence and culture with food, music, dance, and fashion. That's on September 16th. And then next weekend, we look ahead to Tulsa Greek Festival. That's September 21st through 23rd at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church. Some more gold from our September issue, though this gold is not the metallic kind that you might be thinking of, was the City Desk opener and a story in City Desk about a bee farm, a local bee farm. Tiffany Howard was thrilled to go out to Rourke Acres Honey Farms and talk to Michael Rourke. This story was just so fun, and there is a plethora of information about bees and how they work, and it's absolutely fascinating. So we could not contain all of the amazing information into one print story. So I thought that I would give you guys a little taste of the dispatch into the honey farm. Here's more from Tiffany Howard and Michael Rourke.
What's she doing?
That's a queen?
No, that's just a regular bee. She had been out gathering pollen. See those orange balls on her legs? when bees fly from flower to flower, they generate a static charge, and so when they land on a new flower, the pollen grains will hop onto the bee and cover her, the hairs on her body, and she cleans those hairs off, and they're called pollen sacs, but it's really just a collection of hairs on her back leg, and she pushes that pollen into little balls. Some of her saliva gets mixed in to keep it stuck together. And then they come and put it back in the beehive and make bee bread, which is a lightly fermented pollen, and that's the protein substance that the bees subside on. Bee bread is protein.
Okay.
Honey is out here. Bee bread doesn't get capped. Yeah, there's some right there. It kind of has a glossy,
brown.
If you look down in the cell, it's kind of, sometimes it'll be super colorful, especially in the spring when it's all fresh and new. Be bright yellows and oranges and sometimes some purples and reds, and the frames just look like a rainbow of colors when they're storing pollen. That's a typical frame, though. It has brood in the middle. Like if it was in the wild, and you know, they would have sections of comb that only had honey and sections of comb that only had brood, but it's usually just a linear, like a long comb this way or whatnot, and there's always pollen right around where the bees are being reared, so they have easy access to eat the pollen. They eat pollen and nectar and make a substance in one of their stomachs that they regurgitate to feed the other bees.
Okay. Everything mentioned in today's episode can be found linked in our show notes for later reading. As always, we have a fresh Tulsa 10 and music listings posted. And if you would like the music listings and the Tulsa 10 delivered to your inbox every week, you can sign up for our newsletter at tulsapeople.com. Well, that's all I have for you all today. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on About Town.